Hello again, wrestling fans. This is Lanny Poffo and Jeff Dougherty. Jeff, how are you doing?
Doing very well, Lanny. Having a relaxing couple of days off work and enjoying every second of it. The weather's getting warmer, so just taking the time to relax and get the batteries recharged and doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I had a failed suicide attempt.
Well, that's not good to hear.
Well, would you rather I succeeded?
Well, true enough, yes. Good that you failed anyway, so.
Okay, there you go. I mean, just tell me what you want and I'll do it.
But maybe you better clear it up for the fans that you didn't really do that, or else, it'll be all over the internet.
No, what happened was I took a razor to my wrist, but it was a Norelco, and all I've got is irritation.
Ah, okay, just a little bit of irritation on the wrist. Okay, well, that's good. At least the genius wasn't smart enough to do it the right way.
I was only mildly depressed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear. So what's new this week? Anything new that you had in mind to talk about? I have some things, but we'll turn it to you first since it is your show. I'd like to give you the opportunity first.
Well, I had some friends that were telling me about Mad Men on the A&E network. I think I don't know what. Do you ever hear of Mad Men?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. It was all I just know is that there's one girl in it, redheaded girl with great big boobs. So that's the only thing I know about that show. So.
But she's not the prettiest one, in my opinion. The blonde girl that's married to Donald Draper. She's a very... So here's what happened. I don't watch the show. Somebody told me it was great. So I'm on Netflix. So I ordered season one, and I got addicted. So
okay.
Now I'm waiting till March 21st because that's when season four is going to be ready. I'm almost caught up. But I'll tell you what. If you listen to what we're saying on this Who's Slamming Who, are you wrestling fans out there, and whether you like me or don't like me, or even more relevantly, whether you don't like Jeff, listen to me, okay? Mad Men is worth your while. So get season one and don't jump ahead. Start at the beginning because the writing is so great that you don't want to, take it out of sequence. So, Jeff, are you gonna do my bidding and start watching Mad Men?
Well, I did watch on Netflix the first 20 minutes or so of the first show, and I found it a little bit slow for my liking. I've got ADHD and all that, and it's hard to hold my attention unless something gets moving really quickly. So, but I will give it another try and see what I think of it. So, I will do that and see how it is, because you've never steered me astray yet. So, I'll take your advice once more and have a look at it and see what I can get out of the show. So.
Well, like you say, there is a redhead with some boobs there.
That's
so
right.
You
yeah.
might be
if she can get into the picture pretty quickly, then we'll be all set. So, but having said that, I do have some wrestling-related news that I'd like to talk about this week. Was reading this week. We talked last week about our friend Hulk Hogan, and he was kind of taking some crap from Honky Tonk Man. Now, this week, it seems poor Hulk is still taking shots, only it's not so much from Honky Tonk this week. It's Bret the Hitman Hart is in a bit of a battle of words with Hulk on Twitter this week. So, have you heard about that?
You know what? I have heard about it, but tell me the details. And by the way, don't tell me what you think you heard. Can you find it on your computer and read it verbatim?
Yeah, I'm just looking for the exact thing here. It says, Bret Hart shoots on Hulk Hogan and talks about The Rock. I think that is the one that I was looking at. Let me just have a quick look here, because they've been kind of going back and forth in the meantime. Now, what he said, now I'm seeing here, that I guess this is more of an interview there, or something. He was talking to someone. It says, Bret Hart says, quote, Hogan's nothing but a two-faced, backstabbing steroid freak who deserved everything he got. Now, of course, after that, Hogan, I'm just going to have to try to go back and forth and find the actual messages here. But Hogan said something to the gist of, I haven't done anything that Bret hasn't done himself. And then after that, Bret Hart shot back with a comment about the young fellow who was in the accident with Hulk Hogan's son. So let me just see if I can find the exact tweet.
Yeah, read that verbatim.
Bret Hart goes after Hulk Hogan again. Hulk Hogan fires back at Bret Hart. You have to forgive me; they're all in different little news items here. So I'm trying to go back and forth and find them in the order that they're in. Wednesday evening, WWE Hall of Famer Bret Hart did a Q&A session with his fans on Twitter. Hart was asked about his thoughts on Hulk Hogan, to which he replied, what we said before, Hogan's nothing but a two-faced, backstabbing steroid freak who deserved everything he got. It didn't take long for Hulk Hogan to respond to these harsh words. Hogan tweeted on Thursday morning, listen to where Brett's speaking from. It's funny, he's done everything he's saying I did. And then Brett, in the other story here, Brett shot back with, if I can locate it here, Brett replied back with, where are we? Here we go. Load it here. Brett says, if this website would load quickly, and it's not. Brett said, and this is going to make for interesting listening while I'm finding this.
Yeah, this is the most entertaining show we've ever done.
Exactly.
This is to Jeff, looking for effects, but at least he's not going to, at least it's going to be verbatim when he ever finds it.
Exactly. And it says, so Brett replied back with the following, Hulk Hogan for real, that's not what John Graziano thinks, dickhead. So,
he said that?
Yeah. It says here, in quote, Bret Hart has responded to Hulk Hogan once again with the following, Hulk Hogan for real, that's not what John Graziano thinks, dickhead. So, that's basically the little bit of war of words that's been going on between these two legends. And as well, I guess there was another news story on here. And again, like, those are quotations from their Twitter accounts. But there are some other thoughts on here that, you know, aren't so much maybe a little bit of hearsay. So we kind of take some of the news stories we hear on here with a grain of salt. But it says, Hulk Hogan says he has forgiven Bret Hart for his disparaging remarks concerning him on Twitter. Last and only comment for Bret, Hogan wrote tonight, I hope he finds happiness in life. I feel bad for him, and I've totally forgiven him much. And it says, I've totally forgiven him much respect. So I'm not sure if that meant it was supposed to mean given him much respect, or if it's kind of a little shot, forgiven him much respect. So that's what's been going on as far as that goes. He says, you know, that he's forgiven Bret Hart, but I haven't heard any response back from Bret Hart, so I don't know what's exactly is going on there. But you know, it's been a rough couple of weeks for Hulk as far as his former you know, wrestling coworkers and I dare say maybe at one time friends, but you know, apparently, you know, the heat's still on, and everybody seems to be gunning for the Hulkster all of a sudden. Thoughts, comments?
Wow. Well, I know what Hulk is trying to do by forgiving him, because have you ever heard of the book and the video, The Secret?
I have, but I haven't seen it. I've heard of it, though.
Well, I've got what you call, I've got a copy of it. I'll send it to you. You know, it's, I'll tell you what, it's some guy named Beckwith, Hulk Hogan, is one of the teachers of The Secret,
mm-hmm.
And Hogan is into that. He's even got, like, words like awareness tattooed onto himself.
Okay.
And, you know, Hulk Hogan fell on some pretty hard times, you know, from having the world in the palm of his hand to two horrible things happened to his wealth and his health.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind his back surgery and all the other problematic things of being a wrestler, which I am proud to say I've not joined in on, because I've never even gotten a hangnail. But what happened was, you know that Hulk was doing fantastically. You know, he had a Hogan Knows Best with a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then two things happened. Number one, his son got in an accident. And, of course, they don't sue his son. They sue the guy with the deep pockets.
Exactly.
Right? So, in other words, they look for the money.
Exactly.
And then his wife chooses that opportunity to dump him and go with a young boy. And so that was humiliating, plus whatever. So these are two happenstances that whether he had control over or didn't have control over. See, I am of the opinion that I blame Nick for the car wreck. I don't care who bought the car or who allowed him to soup it up. See, you don't treat the road like a racetrack.
No.
And there's people with, doesn't matter who their father is. You know, I drive Chrysler 300. It doesn't. I chose not to have a Hemi engine because I drive like an old douchebag. You know, I'm not in there. I'm out there to get from point A to point B. If I want to get there early, I leave early.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not worried about being late. I'm being worried about being introduced to the late Lanny. So what I'm telling you is, you know, they always want to blame, oh, what about the parents? You know what I mean? No, Hulk wasn't in a car wreck. The boy was. It's mm-hmm. the boy's fault. You know, and I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I agree. Parents can only do so much, and then they have to let, you know, their sons and daughters, you know, make responsible choices when they're not with their parents. You know, my parents, you know, did their very best. I was brought up by two wonderful parents who instilled great values in me and you know, always taught me the right thing. And my sister and I both, and we've never been in any trouble with the law. We've never been in accidents or any problems like that. Just because, you know, at that point when a child hits 16 and is given that license and they get the car keys for the first time, I can't imagine being a parent on that first night where you let your child go on your own with a car. Because, you know, it's the first time and it's a big responsibility and you're going to worry. But you have to at some point let them go and say, okay, I've given them all the tools that I can. Let's hope that they use it properly. And some use it properly and some unfortunately don't. Some don't have the maturity or some don't have the, you know, I don't know what would cause it. But, I mean, some people just don't follow, you know, what's been taught to them and they don't do the right thing. I mean, racing out on the streets, I mean, you know, we've seen the dangers of it in the past. And it does happen. I mean, I feel bad. It's unfortunate that Nick Hogan had an accident and that's happened to him. You know, he's had jail time since then, and you know, it's caused a lot of the problems for his father and family. But, you know, these are unfortunately the consequences that do occur when you choose not to follow the laws of society that are put in place to keep everybody safe. And as a result, you know, there's a young man who's now in a vegetative state in a hospital, whose family have, you know, virtually all but lost him completely. And that's something that never goes away for them. You know, they're always going to have to live with the consequences of what happened that day out in that car. And, you know, I mean, Nick Hogan, I mean, thankfully, I mean, I don't wish any ill will on anybody. You know, thankfully, he's able to go out and live, you know, somewhat of a normal life without any, you know, without any physical or mental health repercussions. While this young fella has to sit in or lay in bed, you know, basically just laying there. So it's the rules of society are put in place to protect everyone, and they are there for a reason, and it's unfortunate when someone chooses not to follow them, and we see this is what happens. And, you know, hopefully it can be a lesson learned to somebody out there, you know, and if it saves one life by, you know, remembering that, okay, this is what happened to him, that, you know, who's a celebrity. You know, it can happen to anybody. So hopefully, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn, but hopefully it does, it stops somebody else from having the same consequences as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, while you were talking, I looked up Michael Beckwith, 1986, a non-aligned trans-religion progressive, founder of the Agape, which, that's the Greek word for God's love. The Greeks have three words for love, Eros, which is the sexual love, and it's erotic or, you know, erotic dreams or eros, you know, eros, phileo, and agape. Phileo is like Philadelphia, like brotherly love, mm-hmm. and agape is God's love.
Okay.
So I happen to know little Greek. Agape International Spiritual Center, whose membership counts 10,000 locally and hundreds of thousands of friends and affiliates worldwide. He serves on the international panels with the spiritual luminaries such as His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, Dr. A.T. Ariaranti, I don't know what that is, Ariaranti, I have to get hooked on phonics, founder of Sarvodaya and Arun Gandhi, grandson of Mohandas K. Gandhi, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he is co-founder of the Association for the Global New Thought, whose annual conference brings together, and then it just goes on and on, we bored the people enough. But I happen to know that that's who Hulk Hogan, that's his mentor, or that's who he's following. And he's got cornrows, and he looks like a nice-looking black fella.
Okay.
But let me look at this cast and then see if this name jumps out at me. John Assafer, Michael Beckwith, that's Hogan's guru, Lee Brower, Jack Canfield, John F. DeMartini, Marie Diamond, Mike Dooley, Bob Doyle, Hale Dowskin, Morris Goodman, John Gray, John Heglin, Bill Harris. Nothing's coming out to me. Wait a minute. Bob Proctor. Ah, James Arthur Ray. He got in trouble for going out in the desert with his followers, and some people got killed because he refused to give them water or food for sustenance.
Okay.
James Arthur Ray. And he's, you know, he got in trouble because while he was helping people, he actually did nothing while they died. And he figured, see, here's what I believe. No matter if you're Christian, Muslim, atheist, whatever, Jewish, you got to have water.
Yep.
And you got to have oxygen. If you deny yourself these things, and you know what? I wear a safety belt, and John Graziano did not. Now, I met John Graziano. He doesn't remember it. But about a year ago, I went to visit Joel Tavera in the John Haley VA hospital.
Yes, I remember.
And then word got out there was a wrestler there, and I met several of the patients there. And then John Graziano's mother and sister came to say hello to me. And I said, can I see John? And they wheeled him over to me, and I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like the lights are out, but there's nobody home.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody home. And I would beg you to, you know, to take a pillow and put it on my face till I stop kicking, because he's not getting a fulfilled life right there. And I don't think he's in the VA hospital anymore. I think he's home.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, he's had severe brain damage. And let me ask you a question. This thing with everybody's still talking about, not on WWE, but they're still talking about Chris Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in WWE, that is the name nobody speaks of.
Exactly.
But did you know that in North America, four people a day are murdered by their spouses?
No, I knew that it was quite a high statistic as far as, you know, that goes on a daily basis. That is a high number. But no, I didn't realize it was that number.
Well, and, you know, a wrestler does it. Everybody says, oh, steroids. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, how about all these other people? They're on steroids? No.
No.
So I don't blame steroids. I blame Chris Benoit. Now, let me ask you about car wrecks. This is a loaded question, but in Prince Edward Island, anybody ever have a car wreck or is driving perfect 100% of the time?
Oh, no, there's lots of wrecks here. It's, you know, we've got a fairly high rate of highway deaths. It's been pretty good the last few years, but in the town where I live especially, we have a town of 2,000 people. It's a fairly close-knit community. Usually every spring, just around, you know, early June, the weather's getting nice. We usually, unfortunately, have a 16 or 17-year-old person get in an accident and get killed. And the whole community just goes into shock and, oh, my God, what do we do? And then everybody learns a lesson from it and slows down for a month or two. And then it just goes back to the same old stuff after the initial shock wears off and everybody's out tearing around again and squealing tires and racing and ripping everywhere. So it is unfortunately all too common, and knock on wood, thankfully, the last couple of springs we haven't had that happen. It's just a matter of time before the lesson fades and the shock fades away and everybody just kind of just forgets about it and gets back to their normal unfortunate pattern of driving, which is tearing around and doing things that make them feel like they're invincible, you know, and unfortunately you're not. So,
well, I challenge anybody to look up the statistics on fatalities, and you'll find that it's a pretty good cause of death.
Exactly.
I think air travel has had their safest year ever. I don't think anybody was killed this year.
No. That little sound means we're about out of time here, so if you want to say goodbye to the fans, we'll wrap it up for another week.
I just want to say that I don't think old men should be rehashing things, and I think it's a low blow to mention John Graziano. I think Hulk